Hey, it's Tax Whips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Vicki in Washington State with this quick question. Does imputed income affect Social Security and Medicare taxes as well as federal taxes? Well, Vicki, first of all, you need to understand what imputed income is. It's income you don't necessarily receive, kind of like ghost income, but it's income that someone is supposed to record by law. For instance, when you have below market interest rates on loans between family or friends, IRS sets an interest rate, monthly in fact, for the minimum you're allowed to charge on a loan. So when your dad gives you a 0% loan, there's an imputed interest rate even though you're not paying it. For instance, dad has to report income at 3.81% for a long-term loan issued in May of 2009, even though he doesn't receive a dime. You can find the rates on the IRS AFR tables, and I'm giving you a link to that. But in this instance, Social Security and Medicare are not affected. However, when you're an employee and the company pays for health insurance coverage for non-dependents, that is imputed income to you. And IRS has ruled that this kind of imputed income is treated as supplemental wages and all the regular payroll taxes are supposed to be assessed. That means income tax withholding, Social Security, and Medicare. And there's an Internal Revenue Bulletin over here for you to read if you really, really want to have your eyes glaze over. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about imputed income and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.